Utah State Representative Justin Miller is being accused of embezzling money from Salt Lake County Mayor McAdams' campaign fund. The freshman Democrat denies the accusation, calling it political retaliation for whistleblowing. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Justin Miller is also Salt Lake County Mayor Ben McAdams' former campaign manager. McAdams told reporters Wednesday turning the information over to law enforcement was a sad moment, but it was not a hard decision.
For me and my administration, trust is paramount.
Here in a tape KUER obtained from the Salt Lake County District Attorney's Office, Mayor McAdams can be heard confronting Miller back in October about thousands of dollars in campaign funds that had gone missing.
What I know is at the very least, a check for $24,000 written by you, to you, and you never fessed up to it. From April 29th until I confronted, until there was no other choice in September, and then you admitted to $10,000. So at the very least, Justin, I have good reason to believe that you have embezzled $24,000.
Miller was fired from the McAdams for Mayor campaign last August for what McAdams says was performance-related reasons. But in December, Miller delivered a notice of claim to the Salt Lake County District Attorney's Office alleging his termination and allegations of theft are retaliatory. Months before his termination, Miller challenged the legality of the mayor's dealings with public affairs firm The Exoro Group. Here's Miller.
As a whistleblower, I knew in August that McAdams' actions today were possible. And I'm deeply saddened by the loss of the personal and professional relationship with the office. But ultimately, I feel I'm doing the right thing and I stand by my actions.
Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill says Miller's wrongful termination claim was found to be without merit. Because this case involves Salt Lake County officials, he's turned over the investigation to Davis County Attorney Troy Rawlings, who will determine if criminal charges are warranted. Whitney Evans, KUER News.